Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. This is Wham 2. My name's Nikki, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. Hopefully I'll be joined by Rob.
You are.
Oh, that's refreshing. How are you?
I'm really good. How about you?
I'm here.
Well, I guess that's better than being something else.
Right. Exactly. Yes, sir. So what's new in your world?
Oh.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A whole bunch of stuff. I got so much interesting.
Oh. Huh.
We have a lot going on with live paranormal. Is my connection okay? Can you hear me okay? We're good.
Nope.
Okay. I hear
my vagueness, like, I have no clue what you said.
I have some real weird, like, ruffling in the background. I'm not ruffling, so. Still
uh-huh.
Bad. I'm trying to make my microphone adjustments. Is it better now?
Yeah. There you go.
That didn't do anything, so that's weird. Anyway, what I had said is a lot going on.
Yeah.
All sorts of things.
That makes way more sense than whatever was said before.
We have a lot of things that are going on with Live Paranormal and our sister sites and some stuff to talk about after our guest tonight in our second segment of Spotlight Radio. And everything's going really well. Everything's going really well with my I feel like I have to give it another time on my leg, and my leg is doing much better. I'm on week 12 of my progression, but yet it's only week 6.
Wow.
So,
way to go. That's good.
It is. Apparently, I heal fast just as easy as I break fast.
That's right.
But is it like breakfast? I think so. But anyway, I guess I break fast and heal fast. So I can go without the first part.
Well, then you'd never experience the second part.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with the experience of the second part of the blood, sweat, and tears of everything that I go through. It is like not really wonderful.
Yeah.
But I am going to be investigating coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm using that as my motivation to get better.
Understood. Totally worth it.
It is. We're going to be investigating for Live Paranormal in about 3 weeks. So, if not sooner, or 4 weeks, but it may be sooner. You never know.
That's right.
It's been a long time, so it's my motivation to get back.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
I am too.
Yeah. I need to get back out there.
Yeah, so maybe we've got one schedule. Maybe we'll schedule some more. And now that I know I have a little bit of, flexibility, which is both... Fitting in many different ways, you know, that we can do that.
Yeah.
And
definitely,
I got fitted with a new brace today.
Lots of fitting.
I did. It was fantastic. The guy looked at me and was like, "You've just graduated to the new brace." And I was like, it's sad how happy I was. In the grand scheme of things.
The little
like,
thing.
The little things like that. I have to write that. Like when I thought of like the game plan of what I was going to do with my life, I did not think that something like that would be so like memorable and make me happy.
Right. Understood. Understood.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Take it as a little win.
The win for today.
That's
but
right.
No, we've been working on a lot of new content for our Facebook page. There's some new systems that we've been approved for because of our high engagements, and I'm pretty excited by that. So you'll see a lot of our footage and evidence being posted over the next duration of our lives, I guess. I don't see like I'm not going to cut off point as long as I'm doing it.
Well, that's refreshing, yeah.
Yeah, starting, I'm guessing, sometime at the end of this week. The one thing that was kind of interesting is we have been procrastinating putting our footage out there and a lot of our evidence. So there's thousands and thousands of hours of stuff for us to put out there. And when you decide, you know, this late in the game, hey, I'm going to put some more stuff out, you look at all your material, you're like, wow, where do I start?
Right.
So,
yeah. And we have obviously, but we have a lot that we still have a lot to go through and put together too. And I would have thought that during this time I would have had time to do that, but I am back to work and things are crazy, and I didn't really not have work except for like one day, and then I was told the next day you have work. So I don't know. Life is crazy. It's crazy times, and we've got a crazy amount of evidence to pump out.
You know what? It's insane. And I find the funniest thing, I find a lot of things funny. Sometimes it may not even be funny. But one of the things that always, you know, kind of teased you about was our very first investigation together. We never reviewed the evidence. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's long gone. I don't have that evidence. But you'll never believe what I found today.
I found it?
I found it.
Wow.
So
that is crazy.
I found our first investigation together. It wasn't that great. I'll be clowning through it. I'm like, yeah, we didn't really get much. It was kind of stupid, you know. But anyway, I don't know if it's like one of those things that it's like a, you know, it's something that you keep just for like sentimental reasons, like your first dollar. You know, we'll have to find.
I never did
be
that.
Some kind of. I didn't either. I don't know. I probably spent. Yeah. I probably like needed a dollar at one point. And was like. Crap,
right.
I gotta spend
it. But, anyway. Right. Yeah. Totally.
But we may put that up. That one downside is that it was more of a remote camera, so we're using it for the audio only because it's just like, it, for whatever reason, I had it pointed at a planter, so it doesn't show you and I we're talking, but it's pointed at a planter.
Well, I definitely wouldn't try to sit through just the video portion. I would try to convert it to an audio file and just. Listen to the audio.
Yeah, no, our very, if we really released that as our very first video and it's just a video of a planter, I think people might have extremely low expectations for the rest of our evidence.
Right. Well, it was
but that
rather
could, that could
minute,
be good, though.
So.
Because if we set the bar super low and say, hey, you know, we've built up from this point.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a planter to... moving planters. Maybe that's the thing. We could say that this was when the planter was moved, like it moved by itself, and I was just focusing on trying to see if it moved. I don't think that was even the reality of it. I just think that
I
set
it
down
so.
For audio purposes, and then it just happened to be said. But I found it, and I forgot to tell you about that. So.
Well, that is good. That is good.
Yes. It was actually over 6 years ago. So.
Right. Well, congratulations
on the best quality camera. Yeah, I know. It took 6 years to find it. But talking about hours and hours of footage. See, there's a lead in here to our guest.
Yes.
So,
it's a lengthy segue, but you're getting there.
It is. It's like his time will be up by the time I'm done with my segment. And, you know, he's got some stuff where he's releasing this week. And we're helping release it on Live Paranormal. And So we're going to kind of talk about what he's got coming up, and he's got some books. We'll probably dive into those too. So let's bring Keith on, and I'm going to bring him on now. And
it's like a family reunion. I haven't talked to him in a bit, so I'm excited.
Keith, you're live.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Is that Nikki?
Yes, it is. Hi, Rumi. How are you?
What up, roommate? What's up?
That's right. How you doing? It's been a long time.
Oh my God. Familiar voice coming in.
Yes. Ha. Yes. How has life been treating you, Keith?
Life has been treating me good pre-COVID-19.
Right.
I mean, I've been locked down since February. Thank God we're not at the Bothell House, right? Being locked down.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Although that would be a cool project.
Notwithstanding, that would be a cool project.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure the Poltergeist would love it. But, yeah, that would be a cool project. It'd be hard, but it would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I'm going to let
you
do the talking and let us know about your story, and I'll chime in when I get to be a part of it.
Who's on the call? I hear another male voice. Who is that, Rob? Who
was that? Yeah, it's me. She cut me off. You see that? That's how it normally goes. I start talking. She's like, your point is irrelevant. I am now talking. That's how we roll. It's a sad existence.
I just got to be sure, Bothell House, there's a lot of male voices there.
It's me that just got overrode. It's just, hey,
I'm ecstatic to hear Nikki's voice because Nikki and her team, and Rob, you probably already know this, but your listeners might not be familiar. Her team, and I don't know if this has ever been done in the paranormal before, so I don't know if we broke any records or in the Guinness Book of Records, but her team that she led house monitored my house for God knows how long. I'm talking about 2000, let's just say all of 2015. Can we just say a few weeks after Ghost Adventures, the infamous episode, Demons in Seattle, aired. Her and her team came to me and asked if they could monitor my house. I was reluctant at first, but I said, yeah. And they did, whether I was there or not, they did. And heard a whole bunch of stuff, right, Nick? I heard a whole bunch of weird stuff. Kids screaming, women screaming, ladies screaming.
Whole conversations amongst people.
Conversations, movement, knocks. Mm-hmm. They heard it, and Rob, I'm half a country over. I'm traveling on business, and they got remote cameras that I set up, and they're listening in, and they're like, Keith, you're not at home, right? I'm like, no, I'm in Florida. So there you go. But that led up to, eventually, as all paranormal investigators have to go, you got to be on the ground, right? You got to be at ground zero.
Yep.
And Nikki and her team came in. They were on ground zero. And Cup running over with phenomena. I mean, Nikki knows better than me the evidence that they captured. I just got out of the way. I went to work, left the house to them. And like, hey, here's the coffee machine. Make how many coffee cups you want. There's a fridge. Mm-hmm. Go at it. And they found stuff. Nick, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the first night you arrived, or the second night, you laid out all your equipment on your on the guest bed.
Oh, that was when I first got there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came back and found your equipment had been rearranged.
And I caught it on
camera. Yeah, you had some audible audio going, and that's on your YouTube channel and mine. weird static interference, and it builds. It starts off kind of low and lull, and then it builds. Oh, and when it finally crescendos, it just like it's loud. It's like, whoa, I got to turn the volume down. And that was your bedroom. And that was like day one. That was just like, hey, I'm just here laying my evidence, my equipment down, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners to know what me and Tina, my ex, had experienced prior to Nikki's involvement is the equipment malfunction that we had with the motion cams. And for Nikki and her team, they had similar experience with their motion cameras, voice recorders, devices. Those who are not familiar with the case or what came post Ghost Adventures Demons in Seattle, Rob, that was that and a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can't, it's hard to quantify 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 12 months of an investigation in one episode, but Nikki, you know better than me, because you were there, you was in the house, you had your room to yourself, you saw. Remember the heartbeats, the pulsating from the bed?
Oh yeah. And that was really neat to be able to experience on site, because I know you had activity in that room, and you had said that you could feel it. And when I got there, first of all, walking in the door of your house was surreal, because it was like walking onto your favorite TV show, because I knew where everything was. I knew when Trash Day was. Okay, I knew where everything was from watching remotely. So it was like a surreal experience walking into the real place after watching so long, day and night, and then coming in and like knowing where I'm going. It was a surreal experience. And then to know that sound that I'm hearing, I could actually, because I was physically there, see out the windows and go look to see that the sounds that I'm hearing, even on site, and it made far more sense to the stuff that I had seen beforehand, were not from anyone that I could necessarily see, and it wasn't anybody outside. The heartbeat of feeling the bed, and feeling that heartbeat and the vibration, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, because the heartbeats, the pulsating mattress, what I call it, I've had, at that time when you came, I might have been experiencing about a year and a half.
Right.
And it's hard to describe and quantify to people, investigators like yourself, what that is. And most, they say, okay, we'll look into it. It's hard to describe. And I didn't predict, I wasn't expecting it. I was just trying to take a nap. And normally, and I'm glad this one lasted longer than it did, I feel it. It's vibrating. It's coming within the mattress multiple times in various spots. Drives Tina crazy, drives me crazy, but it dissipates. Usually by the time I go grab whatever I can grab to try, to capture it dissipates. And I remember yelling out to you, you were downstairs doing other stuff, and I was like, it's going to be gone by to get you. That's just how they work. They're going to be like, hey, dude, you dug upstairs, and I'm like, put your and right here. Now, for your listeners, I really want your listeners to understand this and grasp this. This is a mattress. This is a wooden bed frame mattress, and somewhere in the middle, you place your hand over it, and there's a pulsating heartbeat. You can feel it with your hand. As if you were to, I mean, those who have pets, who pet your pets or whatever, and you feel their heartbeats, you know, your cat, your dog, or whatever, they're panting or whatever. This is coming from a mattress.
Right.
Okay. And it happens every night, in multiple spots. And Nikki felt it with her hand. I moved my hand out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her hand there, and she felt it. And, I mean, regardless of all the other evidence you captured and your team captured, mm-hmm. that was it for me. I was like, hey, that's it. That's why I brought you here, because that's
right.
That
yeah.
in itself is, I mean, all the other stuff you got, moving pages on the Bible, show me how to, mm-hmm. the voice EVP that you got during the Bible mm-hmm. page turning. The heartbeats mm-hmm. is what I really want people to understand, because out of the thousands and eons of poltergeist cases out there that are documented, there are maybe less than 1% of those cases where the heartbeat phenomena has been reported. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't know that. I'm not the first
right.
one. I did research post your visit, and mm-hmm. it's less than 1% of all poltergeist reported cases. It's rarely, nobody's ever documented. Nobody's ever, because it's one of those real-time events that, like you said previously, what equipment can capture that?
Right.
What equipment in my arsenal can, voice recorder is not going to capture a heartbeat. It's not, it's a heartbeat. What
right.
equipment can capture that? And you're really limited with time to capture that. So when you felt it, so it's really the experience lives in you. You can go tell that story
oh, yeah.
forever, how long you want to, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I think my favorite find remotely was the woman.
Ah.
That was my favorite of all the finds from remote, and I had plenty. I mean, I heard full conversations. I heard a little kid. I heard a man. I heard a woman. There's two. Okay, two. Because
you're
the
woman
screaming
on the wall?
Lady. But the lady,
oh,
yeah, the figure. The figure.
Yeah.
The figure was a cool a visual find. But the audio-wise would have been that time we were actually communicating on Skype, and I had one ear with the Skype call. In the other ear, I had another area of your house. And that I could hear a woman screaming, and I could not be hear it on the Skype call. And it still gives
yeah,
me chills
what,
to this day.
Lady, yeah, the screaming, when y'all, because I was at work, and you guys were like blood mm-hmm. on my Skype, like, dude, there's a woman screaming, dude, there's a woman screaming. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Because mm-hmm. honestly, truth be told, me and Tina never heard women screaming in the house.
Mm-hmm.
No, that we just didn't. Now, we saw women apparitions,
mm-hmm.
but I was not surprised when you told me y'all were hearing women screaming, because keep in mind, Rhonda, the previous tenant who lived in the house 5 years
mm-hmm.
before us, told me
mm-hmm.
that she screamed. She that's what she did with her youngling. That was just something they did, and there was turmoil. But when you were blowing up my Skype, and I remember y'all blowing up my Skype about the screaming,
mm-hmm.
and then when I heard it, my mind was blown because
mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, because I think it was coming from the hallway or my office.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a woman screaming, and it was just, and truth be told, other paranormal teams before and after you, mainly after you, captured similar women screaming.
Wow.
Some of them captured it out the air, which, you know, is that residual haunting? Is that Doppler?
Yeah. Or the, yeah. It's like the emotion
theory.
That was left in the space. Right. The emotion that was presented in that space and was sat in time and replayed and without an ability to have an amount of time between the occurrence. But it was the most, I mean, I'm serious. Like, even now, just I remember, you can't forget that sound. And it was the, oh, it gives you chills.
Whoever's listening, y'all want that. One of the benefits of Nikki's team is they recorded it. So if you want to go to my channel or find me via whatever, email or whatever, go to my YouTube channel, I have that screen. It is on recording. Everything Nikki and her team did they record, because what benefit is of observing if you don't record? And they record this from it. I'm not going to lie, it's pretty loud. It's disturbing. Female, definitely a female. And it's ear scratching, and you hear it, and you're like, what the hell? What is this? Mm-hmm. People, but the house is empty, because you're looking. Nick and her team were looking at a remote camera, and they're seeing an empty house, and automatically you have to ask the question, well, where's that screaming coming from? Because the house is empty. My eyes show me an empty hallway, an empty bedroom, empty living room, empty office. But there's a female scream. And then some of the instances, there's a child screaming back.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a argument or disagreement between two mm-hmm. individuals. And what I know about the previous tenants who lived there is, I have no doubt, it's some sort of weird tape recording of that instance. But for the record, I was not in the home when they captured that. You know, when you watch the video, I was not in the home. I was at work. Mm-hmm. I left every day. They had access to the equipment, to the cameras, and they mm-hmm. blew up my Skype when they started catching the screaming. But I remember that. I hear that every so often when I go through my own channel and listen to it, and it's mm-hmm. very ear scratching, very eerie, because it's the woman. It's a woman in distress. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty loud.
Yeah, it was that was my favorite remote audio find, I think, just because the way it still continues to make me feel. Although the discussion that was, I mean, even a kid, I mean, a guy talking about a sippy cup, I mean, like, this stuff, you can't make this stuff up. Like, where did that come from? There's no one there, and there's a clear, distinct conversation happening, and you know, you're mind blown, you know, and that's just the stuff remotely. So there is benefit in remote viewing, like the way that a non-psychic like myself can do to capture evidence and become familiar with the case before actually being there. And it was ideal because you are an amazing documentarian, first of all. I give you extreme credit. You documented everything. And that in itself is such an amazing thing for an investigator to come into a situation where the homeowner is a meticulous documentarian and have all this stuff presented, and then being able to be remotely viewing because of distance and everything. Obviously, Maryland is quite far from Washington, not D.C. I'm talking Washington
State. 3,000 miles. Yeah, mm-hmm. 3,000 miles. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things, just to bring that to current events, one of the mm-hmm. things COVID-19 has taught the world is, you know, things can be done remotely. You know, you're stuck in your home. I mean, I've been working in my home for 3 months, having mm-hmm. Zoom meetings, all kind of meetings and whatever. Do I prefer mm-hmm. it? No, but it's the cards we've been dealt, right? So therefore, you gotta make do what you got. And mm-hmm. paranormal teams, a lot of them who told me prior to your involvement, you mm-hmm. know, they couldn't afford to travel, they couldn't come, they couldn't afford to live there. Seattle's too far. But with remote viewing, which is, I mean, it's not the best thing, but it's the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it right, you can yield results. Because I remember, and this, you told me your favorite. My favorite evidence that your team uncovered, mm-hmm. besides the heartbeats, was the mm-hmm. night y'all observed me sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this night because I think you had watch duty.
Yeah, I did day and night. I literally, my skin, I had no pigment left in my skin. I didn't go outside. I literally day and night, you know, I listened and watched your house.
now you're not watching me sleep. You're just watching me sleep because I've been mm-hmm. reporting the loud bangs at night. And I remember one mm-hmm. night there was this loud bang, and the Skype just lit up, and you was like, what the hell was that? And it's a video of that because y'all recorded it, and you see me sleeping. I'm snoring away. I'm tossing and turning, and it's like 3 a.m. You hear this loud, boom. It comes above my head, and then you see my reaction, and then you see on the window, on the toolbar, it lights up with Skype. You're like, what the hell was that? And I start texting you guys from my cell phone, like, did you guys hear that? Did y'all hear that? And like, yeah,
I'm like,
we
yup.
And I was so glad. Yeah. I'm like, if I die tonight, if I go, if tonight is the night I go, they got it. They heard it.
Right.
You know?
At least you know that, hey, it's like, I felt like you were living in a case of Big Brother, you know, because here we are watching, you know, all the time, you know, and I have to say you were a very good sport for you know, having that, because I can't imagine being under the camera and having, at that point, perfect strangers, you know, monitoring and watching. And, you know, we didn't want to freak you out, but, you know, I was the only one watching at that point, and I'm like, all right, somebody else has that other, I don't want to just keep, and then I knew you were obviously awake, and I'm blowing everybody up. I'm like, do you see this? Do you see this? And we even had someone working out of the country at that point, you know, Jim was in Canada, and she's, you know, okay, I'm looking.
Yeah, because I didn't know. I'm used to that loud thing, but you never get used to it. You never get used to it. And you can only tell the story, but people don't really understand until they hear it. And it's loud. It's earth-shattering. It wakes you up. It comes out of nowhere. And if you remember, because I remember when you and Jen came to me, remember my reaction was, okay, I got to monitor me. But we can only discuss it what y'all monitor when I'm in the house. I will not discuss this case in the house. I'll go to Fred Meyer parking lot or whatever grocery store up the street, or I'll talk to him about the case, but I don't feel comfortable talking about it. You know, y'all like, yeah, we're sure. Yeah, go ahead, dude. Because I was real. I was serious. Like, y'all don't understand. These spirits listen all the time. And they make me pay the price. And, you know, I was real nervous. I was real hesitant. You know, Ghost Adventures left a bad taste in my mouth. So I was real hesitant. But y'all seemed real sincere. Like, we just want to monitor and, you know, we'll capture whatever we capture and get the story out. We thought there's more there. And I'm like, okay, all right. But I grew, like I said, 8 months of house monitoring. And I don't know if that's ever done. And I've read a lot of poltergeist cases after this event. Most people want to be on the ground. I can understand you want to be on ground zero, but the next best thing, 8 months prior, you're talking about almost a year almost, of just listening 24/7, and y'all were rotating in and out, and some, you know, all the, remember all the camera functions, the login, I can't log in, and it says living room, but I'm sitting in the bedroom, and all that stuff, and the poltergeist was just working their end to make it difficult. And that in itself is evidence, because I'm an IT professional. I can tell you from an IT professional, when a camera, motion camera, remote camera at that, says living room and you're looking at the bedroom, that's impossible. That's just, that's next to impossible. Each machine has its own independent MAC address, and you can't swap MAC addresses. It's just hard coded into the device. And you were seeing me like, "Hey, dude, I want to look at your bedroom. Why am I looking at your living room?" I'm like, "No, it's the bedroom. No, I'm looking at your living room." And we were doing all this reconfiguring, and the poltergeist would figure it out and swap it back, and.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, welcome to my world. Welcome to 2014 with me and Tina, because I had the same problem when it was just me.
Yeah, it was so weird. So weird. But we persevered. We got through it, and we got some awesome, awesome evidence. And without a shadow of a doubt, even before coming on site, I knew you had real, genuine activity happening. And then being able to be on site and document further. I mean, the things that we captured while I was there were rather profound.
Well, yeah, and the doll, I think you ordered the doll detect, or shadow detect. I should say shadow detect.
Yeah, my shadow baby.
The shadow baby. You know, I can't find that shadow baby to save my life.
Really?
Really? Evidently, it's hard to come by because I've looked for that, a duplicate shadow baby. There's like nowhere. Uh-huh. Amazon, eBay.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I'll try to find one after and send it to you. And then you'll be very impressed to know that I can get it, because after the video went viral, the cost of said shadow baby skyrocketed, which I thought was rather amusing. Yes.
Viral. Yeah, it went like 17 million views. That and the Bible turning pages, or the pages turning, went viral. You're right. I remember. Yeah, but the shadow baby was eerie because I remember, you know, y'all did a lot of prep work to set it up. You're like, hey, this is a shadow baby who came in. I think it arrived there. I don't think you brought it with you. I think it arrived there. And and y'all set up and do like, hey, we're going to go, da-da-da-da-da, and we're going to leave this baby. And, I'm like, and me, honestly, Nick, I was like, man, that baby, whatever, dude. You know?
Hey, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. And then I remember we were not even out of Bothell yet. We was at the red light.
Yep.
And it was a good idea for y'all to have, like I said, 24-hour monitoring. Of Jen monitoring the house. And we were at a red light, and Jen was like, dude, that shadow baby is wailing, dude. It's like,
it's creepy.
And we're like, wait a minute, we're not even 4 minutes away from the house. What are you talking about, Jen? Like, dude, that baby is going off, man.
Yeah. And you know, I was excited because it worked. I was so shocked that it actually, because I had my doubts, you know, I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to order this thing, and, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, it delivered.
And I think you put three cameras on, right? Yeah, three different camera angles.
Yep.
And only two picked up something. One malfunctioned, but the two that picked up the baby are just so eerie. Because you hear us leave. You hear us leave. You time-stamped it by saying, we're leaving, house is vacant, whatever, you timestamp it.
Closing the door, and I set the time and slammed it,
Just dead silence, and like 5 minutes pass, and all of a sudden, oh my God, dude, I was like, what? And then I think the motion sensors upstairs in the hallway, that we laced the hallway, start going off soon after. The trip wires,
right?
That video went viral. Yeah, Fox News, Seattle, Portland, L.A. I remember because I got all massive emails from it. New Orleans, Florida, and Manhattan carried that video, and I don't know if you know it got 17 million views.
Wow, that's crazy.
17 million people.
It was lugging that big suitcase, because I know when you came to get me at the airport and you looked at my suitcase and I said, oh, it's for mostly all equipment. You were like, okay. And took an hour to set everything up properly before I left.
Dude, it's all equipment. You're right. It was 99% all the equipment. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're going to love you. They the spirits in my and in the Bothell home, they love gadgets. They love technology because they made mincemeat of mine. And like your video showed, they combed through, they checked it out. Stuff they never saw before. They were like, you know, hey, what's that? And I know.
Yeah. Even moving the stuff on my bed, the cords, I caught it on camera where the cords were being moved.
Yeah,
you know,
we saw,
and
yeah,
just, to
yeah,
know, just so
yeah,
people know, you had no pets. There was no one in the space, no pets, no cat, no nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, if you see that video, you see the equipment on your bed move. And
right.
You hear the electrical interference leading up to that move.
Right.
Yeah, that in itself, and I remember you had problems with your headset. There was interference that you never had before with your headset. Electrical equipment, and like I said, we had it too. I mean, me and Tina, TV go off and on, toaster, microwave come on and will, channels changing by themselves, fire alarm going off, but there's no fire. God, just a lot of odd stuff. And like you said, normally, you know, that evidence or that phenomenon is hard to capture or witness. But you guys captured it, and I attribute it to the spirits were familiar with you during the 8 months of house monitoring. Never before was there an all investigative female team. All investigative female team. Mediums, researchers, investigators, house monitoring on the ground. That was a new dynamic for the spirits in my house. They were like, what? so that brings them, that makes them curious. They're like, okay, what's really going on? And bringing in new devices that they never seen before. It was not so much that typical EMF, they've been there, done that. Voice recorder, we know what that is. Yeah, we could talk about that all day. But, what's up with that kid? What's up with that? What's up with that stuff you got on your bed? You got a lot of luggage there. Lured them in to maybe want to be, curiosity and explore what's in itself. Like I said, it was smart of you to put and I never would have thought of that. You put a camera over your bed.
On
what
a camera.
What did you think of that?
Well, and I put a camera on a camera because I know that they like to mess with technology. I like to have, as you saw, a lot of equipment, and there's no such thing as too much. I know Rob's going to disagree because when it comes to me putting it all away, it takes a while. But,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I'll be honest with you, like at 3 a.m., the last thing I want to do is, or 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., whatever, is help. She won't let me help her because she's like, no, this goes in box 7. Or this goes in case 19. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I have a specific case, the specific order that every battery, every piece of equipment. She's like, no, that's not the battery box. I'm like, I just take myself off the table, open up my bag, and take one arm and just take it all in. And then I sort it out later.
Yeah.
Not her. She's like, no, wait, that needs to be foam wrapped. I'm like, you're kidding me. It's 5 a.m. We started this 2 hours ago. So I tried to tell her, I was like, bring your condensed version. And
still, and then he asked me for some peculiar items that I have. But that's in that case that I was told not to bring.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of, issue there because every so often I'll think of something. I'm like, wow. You know, like a baby doll. I'm like, man, a baby doll would be really good right now. And then I'm thinking to myself, do I ask her if she brought the baby doll? Because if she didn't bring the baby doll, she's going to lay it out, pull it not to pack heavy. You know, so it's like I can never win. But at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., I do not enjoy the packing up of all the equipment.
True story. Yeah. We were there. Nikki, and Nikki, you know this. You ordered the device. And you found it, a task cam, on offer up while in Seattle. And we went to go
get it for me.
I remember you had found a task cam. I forgot what model it was. You're like, hey, this is a guy in Seattle. I got this task cam. Can we go get it? And we did.
PR05. Yep. Yes, we did. You were a good sport, Keith.
And her
so I was still continuing to add to it the whole time.
Full of good. And you're right. It was a nice pass catch. It was nice.
It is. They still have it.
I never had heard of offer up. You're like, hey, I found an offer up, Seattle. Yeah, I found a task cam. I'm like, you got to go get it. And you're like, I'm like, where is that? Oh, Northgate. And I'm like, oh, that's just 20 minutes from my house. Let's go. But I said,
well,
oh,
I know you have.
Like, who buys gear while they're there?
While they're investigating me.
Oh, we do that. She does that all the time. It's insane.
Uh-huh.
But we were just talking each other by message because we keep in behind the scenes message, and we'll have to have you on again soon because I know there's some big stuff coming out, multiple things coming out, and we want to have you on to talk about it. I know you have your two books, and then you have something else that you're promoting coming out. So we want to invite you back soon, maybe even later on in the week if that's possible. But, I'm sure we've had multiple people pumped up about this. So can you just give them a quick, before we let you go, a quick rundown of the two books and then anything else you want to promote on tonight's show? But don't forget, if you do want to come back soon, within the next, couple of days, because I know a lot of stuff's dropping, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on our such short notice, Rob. Mm-hmm. The only thing I want to promote, and we didn't really talk about it, and that's okay because I don't really want to give much energy to it, but is the there's a documentary, Demons in Seattle Uncovered, that your listeners and anybody who wants to watch it does not, and I repeat, does not have to pay for. This is a 1 hour and 30 minute documentary that's on YouTube. It's called Demons in Seattle Uncovered. The first three words might sound familiar to people because they remember an infamous episode titled Demons in Seattle that aired on Ghost Adventures 2015. This documentary, Uncovered is the added word, is the, is the antithesis of that 45-minute episode. So you have Ghost Adventures, 45-minute episode, Demons in Seattle, hour and a half of an investigation that takes the viewer in. And people can watch that on YouTube. Just Google search it on YouTube and then watch that. I would love to come back on and talk about not only book one, book two. Book one is the Bothell Hell House. And book two is Attachments, Poltergeist of Washington State, and really take questions. I prefer questions from listeners, from viewers, or texts, because I know there's a lot of questions out there that the original episode left people scratching their heads. And Nikki and her team answered a lot of that when they came to the house, but your listeners might not be aware. But we can go through that whenever you have me back on, and that's fine.
Okay, well then we'll do like a question and answer thing. We'll have we do a lot of question and answer call-in shows now, and we can incorporate that and we can make a big deal about it. So I will get with you tomorrow. I wanted to tell everyone that on Live Paranormal you'll be able to direct link to everything he just talked about through our social media as well. So we're kind of just doing a prelude to having you on and for a big event.
Yeah.
Today's the trailer. Today's the trailer.
They're going to want more.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a lot more coming. Yeah. We talked about heartbeats. I captured the heart. There are heartbeats on audio on MP3 that I want your listeners to hear, especially those in the medical field. So let's do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, then we will. I definitely think we put a teaser out there, so people are going to be pumped up. So we're going to announce that tomorrow. So we'll get together, get our schedules, and then we'll make the announcement tomorrow what day that is. And for the listeners, make sure you check our social media and specifically our Facebook page to be able to enter for a chance to do the live call.
Thank you. Hey, man. Thank you. Hey, Nikki, good to hear you. Thank you very much. You guys be safe out there in COVID world.
You too.
Oh, yeah.
It was good catching up. We'll have to continue.
Yeah,
it's like a reunion. Thank you. You guys have a good
night. That's right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that went well. You know, but it was almost like not enough. So I think we'll make a special event out of it and make a big deal. No, because there's a lot of questions I even had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you and I worked together, you know, pretty much exclusively, that was one that you did, you know, with other people. And that I didn't ask all the questions I want to ask. So I to me, it's almost like maybe I'll have to apply to be a caller.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I'll pick
myself.
Well,
you know, you've got access to ask questions.
I do.
You know, I will entertain your question. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Well, I think for our next segment, you know, we kind of teased in our opening, you know, little run that we had about how many things coming to Live Paranormal. And we just have so much going on. It's crazy. And that includes the releasing of two new websites that we haven't even talked about yet, but I've been working on feverishly. And I don't even know if that's the right word, because it's probably an overstatement, but enough. Getting it ready to go and holding all of our archives, you know, because we have an extensive archives. I think our archives just on the podcasting are close to 7,000. You know, so we've done a lot of shows through Live Paranormal. And, you know, we have a lot to put out there. We needed a great place to archive it. So, you know, we have a new site that will carry all of our archives as well coming out. But we have a surprise guest. We had Sheena on multiple times. And, you know, as we said, we kind of hit it off with her. You know, we really enjoyed talking to her. So we're bringing her on, and I'm bringing her on right now. And we're going to talk a little more about some more things happening. Hey,
hi, my friends.
How
are you? It's great to hear your voice.
How are you?
I'm back.
Yeah, and people are like, when is she coming back? She hasn't had enough of you guys yet? I'm like, no, can you believe that?
Anytime you guys want me on, all you have to do is say the word, and if I'm available, I'll do it. I don't even know any notice. I just sit around all day long and think, when are they going to call me? When?
Right.
That's all I do. I pace the floors. I cry a little bit. And little tiny internal sobs. Like my breath pitches up a little bit. I think when is the next phone call coming? Exactly. Yeah.
It's such a lie. It's such a lie, but we're
taking it. It's like when you were little and you used to like see the neighbor kids and you'd hope they'd come over and invite you to play. I'm like, when are they going to ask you to do this again?
And when they say no, you kick the dirt, you know, and kind of just turn around and walk away.
Here I am. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You wanted a stalker. Now you got one.
Yay!
Well, I think yeah, I think we enjoy having you on too, and I said that, and I know this is not really like what you should say on the radio, but there's sometimes you say, "Hey, we can't wait for you to come back," and you don't really mean it when you have someone on,
right?
And I mean that in the nicest way possible, with a smile. But you know, that is not true. I'm just kidding around. I think everyone knows that. But you know, we were talking earlier about all the things like we have going on, and I'm, you know, mentioning it's the website we have that we're going to use for our archive is called paranormalradio.com. It used to be a big time player back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then it went defunct. But I bought it last year and had these high aspirations of making this amazing archive page, and I still have those 1 year later. And we're finally getting that done. So, you know, it's one of those that, you know, paranormal radio is not as taboo it was back then. It's really, and for keywords, you really can't beat the keywords on paranormal radio. You know, so we're going to be launching that. And then I think we have some news about maybe a little bit of a merger.
We do. And isn't that exciting? Yeah, you guys have approached me. After my last interview with you about the idea of taking my three, I don't know, what do we call them? I call them web series, my video podcast. I hate the word podcast because it just makes me feel like I'm a 40-year-old virgin in my mother's garage with a microphone and a really big Snickers bar. That we would take my three different ones, the three different series that I do, and bring them over to you, and I would be broadcasting them through you, so you would become sort of my video home, and I'm very excited about that. So it's I want to say not broadcasting from my bed anymore, although I will still be broadcasting from my bed, but now through your live paranormal site, which is, I'm very excited to make that announcement, and I've kind of been teasing it around places and just waiting to for you to give me the okay. So I guess this is the big announcement tonight, huh?
It is. And we're going to follow tomorrow by announcing it on all social media, and you'll be able to probably by early evening visit Live Paranormal, and it will be, you know, one of our now official, or three of our now official shows. And, you know, we have a lot of things that are in the works and a lot of things that are really cool going on with our Facebook live streaming. And that's how, you know, we produce the shows. Though, archive-wise, you are free to put your archives on our site and on the new paranormalradio.com if you wish. You know, so we're also, you know, we're going to be putting the video cast, or what, I was trying to think of what we were calling them, because you threw me off now. Video cast, I think.
You know, video cast. Okay, I can call it that.
Video
sure.
cast. Video shows.
Sure, video cast. I'll do that.
Video cast shows. We'll figure that out.
Cast.
That's
we'll figure
to
it out.
Be determined. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, the to be determined cast will be available also on paranormalradio.com and liveparanormal.com archive wise. You know, so it's not just you know, our live shows and then the archive versions. It will also be the video shows, not just the audio. So that'll be cool. It'll be broadcast all over. You know, so if someone did miss it, you know, they'll be able to go to a specific page. So you'll have your own page of your show, and then they can just go and dial up in the archives that way. I mean, not literally dial up, but, you know, using it as a term.
I love that.
Yeah, no one dials up.
I'm thrilled. I mean, I had never, I mean, they're on my YouTube page, but I had not really thought of them as having a consistent home until we talked. But it's time. I mean, I've been doing, so I do the psychic one, which is called I Am Raising Your Vibration, which is basically a kind of a big version of what I do with you when I come on and do readings and answer questions, although I only answer questions from people who are emailing them in, and, you know, I talk to myself because I'm insane. But that is, you know, I think I've been doing that a little over a year. I started doing it because, you know, I work at LA Talk Radio, and last year I hurt my knees. I fell off a stage workshopping a musical and got right up and finished the musical because I'm insane, as previously stated. And I wound up tearing both of my LCLs, and it got to the point where I just kept walking. I just kept pushing it, and it got to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk to the bathroom, and I had to take a break. So I thought, well, I can't do nothing. So I just turned my phone on me and started doing video broadcasts, thinking, well, you know, who's going to pay attention to this? And, you know, a year later, I think I just did one a couple of weeks ago, which has almost 9,000 views now. So it just sort of took off, and people started sharing it around, and who knew that I could do readings that way, but it was fun. And then I do a show at LA Talk Radio in the mornings, Tuesday afternoons, called Haunted Playground. So I started doing a nighttime version of that maybe in the fall. I was already back working at the station called Haunted Playground After Dark because I'd always envisioned Haunted Playground being a nighttime show. And I also do readings there, but it's also more, the questions tend to, you know, lean more towards the paranormal. And I'm thrilled to be doing that on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock with you, following my friend David Oman's show. And interestingly enough, the first time I ever took Haunted Playground After Dark on location, I went to David's house and did a few over there. And that's how I met you all.
Cool.
So there are no accidents, right? And
that
I love.
No, there are not. Oh, no, go ahead. We'll finish up, then I'll give my comments. I jumped the gun.
And then I think of podcast, vidcast, videocast, web series, whatever it's called, podcast, called The Soulmate Experience with my own soulmate, Lynn. And you know, we thought, wouldn't it be fun to just do this thing once? And now it's following us everywhere. So, as a matter of fact, it was actually because of that show, Rob, right, that you approached me because of the idea of that show. And I know you want Lynn and I to come on and talk about Twin Flames and Soulmates and the difference. And we would love to come and do that with you all sometime.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
It was the one topic that we never had gotten to. And, you know, we were doing a series with the different psychic mediums and just typically not following a checklist, but trying to bring up some of the same topics and just to try to fully understand and feel and see how everyone grasps the concept and kind of follows it and creates their own and kind of, you know, there are differences in how people interpret every term. You know, and so it's fun and interesting for us and our listeners to kind of, you know, get different point of views on the same topic. You know, not pinning people just sort of like, hey, Gina said this and you said this. This doesn't make any sense. You know, not that. It's just, you know, taking the way I approach things is getting everyone's point of view on a single topic. And then I can kind of form my own opinion. Like, hey, that sounded really smart. Hey, you know, I don't know about that. You know, and kind of, you know, try to at least hear other people's point of views on a topic. And you know, that's what we're doing for quite some time. And I think the show is one of those shows that there's a lot of people who either think, one, they have their soulmate and met their soulmate, or two, they hope to one day find their soulmate. So it's one of those shows that, like, is going to grab an audience no matter what. And I think that's what, you know, is also cool about it is because you have both aspects where, you know, it's something that everyone's looking for, or just to have.
Exactly. I would say probably 85 to 90% of my spiritual practice is people wanting to know questions about love. And is this person my soulmate? Should I keep pursuing this person? And, you know, it's odd for us, and we'll talk about this when we come on, but, you know, we're relatively a new couple. We've only been together since January 30th. And so I always say we, and then I laugh and say, well, that, which means me, got this bright idea to drag us into this thing. And now people sort of think we're the example of coupledom. Like a lot of my clients sort of hashtag couple goals after they talk about us. So we're still kind of trying in this life. Obviously it's a very old relationship from other lives, but in this life, we're still kind of trying to figure each other out. Yet now people expect us to sort of be the model of what a perfect relationship is. And it's you know, I probably
no
should have
pressure.
Thought, but I'm an Aries and I leap before I look. But yeah, right, no pressure at all. It's a big responsibility that I have put on us. I would like to say we've put on ourselves. But it's interesting because I'm a psychic and Lynn is a therapist. So we kind of come at the same kind of issues from a different perspective. And it just seemed like the perfect two people to be talking about love, and not just about romantic love, but also about really finding your tribe, right? All your soulmates, your soul family, your soul friendships, the people that I like to call soul pod that we travel from life to life with, including your twin flames and your romantic soulmates that maybe just last for a little while in this life. And then you move on to somebody else. And, you know, even twin flame relationships are complicated. Twin flames don't always wind up together. So it's, you know, so, but it's, but it, we, I don't think even I had no idea how big it was going to take off and how many people were going to be so interested in it. And I think, you know, I had been single for 7 years and thought I would probably never be in a relationship again because I wasn't going to do it unless I got it right. And Lynn was very much in that same place where she was more actively spiritually trying to call her soulmate in, but was not going to do it unless it was right. And when I decided to go public with it, because I had been such an advocate for it's okay to be single and I'll never be in another relationship, because I think our society kind of shames single people, and that sucks. I had no idea. Like, there were like thousands of comments on my Facebook page, and I thought, wow, people really, really, really want to be in love and really, really want to know who's in a relationship with who. And I was just floored that anybody cared. So, you know, when in doubt, make a web series out of it or a podcast or a video cast or whatever we're calling it. Do something.
Right.
Turn a phone on yourself and just do something.
There you go. So.
No, I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm looking forward to the other ones as well. You know, and I think when it comes to the like the soulmate thing. I think the bottom line is it's you know when you know, and it's one of those things that like even if you try to put it off and you think you're like something will never happen, I think it just hits you one day. You know, and that's what I've grasped. It's like you can't push it, you can't for it. It just happens. Like you're guided. It just happened. You know, that's pretty much my interpretation of it. Is like that the layman's version of everything I've heard is it's just like, wow, that was weird. That would be me. You know, that's how I would say it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. Well, that's from a spiritual perspective, right?
I don't have a huge like emotionally, which I guess most men are not. I'm not emotionally like in tune as probably as some people are. I could say. But that would be my interpretation. Be like, hey, you just—it's weird, you know. Like, but you know it when you know it. After you know,
you do
interviewing
yes.
everyone
you,
and
yes.
stuff. Like, that would be the
yes.
That's how you would summarize it in
you,
five words.
You absolutely know it when you know it. That is true. And it is odd when you enter into that relationship, and now you're in a relationship with somebody that your soul has known for tens of thousands of years, but in this incarnation, you've known for 2 weeks. And that's a very strange thing to get used to get your three-dimensional conscious brain and your timeless soul on the same page and try to figure out, well, who are we in this life and what do our lives look like in this life? And, you know, we're in our 50s. We were not in our teens when we met. So that's a lot of life that's happened to try to figure out before your twin flame kind of comes around the corner and literally, like, smacks you in the face. So,
okay.
But I definitely think that's true because by the time, you know, I'll be 43, and just even, you know, so we're not that far apart. Just imagine if that were to happen, it would be something that would be, I've already had 43 years of being trained a certain way. I've already had my mindset, and I've already had experiences that might have put me in, you know, both good and bad, you know, situations. And now I have, you know, this part of me is bad. This part is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have all those life experiences, and then you got to try to fix them or figure them out or apply them or how not to apply them. I think it's probably the best thing. Yeah, because when you apply your bad habits, you know, it's not. So I can see the obstacles, you know, finding someone that late who you know, you've already kind of been set in your ways.
Well, yeah, and you're not only that you're set in your ways, but you're a product of, you know, I always say in my spiritual coaching, you're a product of everybody who's loved you and everybody who screwed you over. And we sort of become this cumulative ball, right, of all that's been done to us, good and bad. And that forms our conscious selves in this incarnation in many ways. And so you become reactionary to things that have happened to you in the past from people who were not your twin flame and did not treat you well. And you have to sort of, like you said, you have to reprogram yourself out of those habits, deprogram yourself first, and then reprogram yourself to not be so scared and so button pushy and so defensive and so, you know, I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. And we all do that because, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's some people out there that suck.
Yeah. I've met them all.
I think I've dated them all, Nikki. I think
I've
dated all of them. Yeah.
Right.
Till now.
Yeah, exactly.
Till I found out that they suck. So, you know, I'm so excited for people to know there's hope. There's hope for love for everyone because so many of my clients are, am I ever going to find love? And I would always say yes, and I believe – that was the message I always got from spirit, but in my consciously, I was like, I don't know, you know, so now I can honestly say, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know, spirit, are you sure?
Right.
So I'm just so honored to be a part, and Lynn is too. We're just so honored to be a part of what you both are doing, and we're just so proud to be a part of Live Paranormal, and I'm so excited
to have
a home for all these crazy shows, so.
No, it's really great, and we're really happy to have you. And one thing that I think is going to be super awesome, which I'm sorry I said super. Super is not one of those keywords that super.
He makes everything super. That's where I'm like, you got to come up with a better word.
Yeah.
We have an event called the SuperCon, And then we decided, where do you go from the Supercon? Then me and my buddy, who she also doesn't really care for when we get together because we both think we're funny, we decided we call it the Super Duper Con. And she was like, you know what, I draw the line. And,
I couldn't do it.
We were kidding just to make her mad, but
yeah,
it's super.
It works.
But what I'm super excited for is the fact that on Tuesday nights, we will we always do Spotlight Radio. And I would say there's a large portion of the time, we didn't do it tonight, but we were wanting to do the announcement show. What we do in our free reading night right afterwards or as part of our show, and you're going to be following us as soon as we end.
Yeah.
So it's like we're going to be offering people broadcasting and free readings for such a long duration, and it's almost like, like you said, East Coast, West Coast, they'll have ample time to, get a reading, and I'm really excited by that. I think that's going to be cool.
I love that, and I love that East Coast ends and West Coast starts, because I'm an East Coast girl originally, and I love the idea that one ends and another begins. When I was little, and I'm a little bit older than both of you, when I was little, I hated the loneliness, especially growing up in that haunted house. And so I would watch TV so I wasn't scared. And the scariest thing to me was when the TV would shut off for the night and there was nothing. Like, not now, like where TV runs 24 hours, right? And then the only thing that was on was the radio. You turn on the radio and there was always a voice on the radio. And so I kind of love that idea that whether it's podcasting or vodcasting or radio or television or whatever, there's always a live voice somewhere that you can connect with. And even now, if I feel really bad, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm sick or I'm not feeling well or something's going on, I'll turn on like the news that's always running, right? Just so there's like a live voice there. So I love the idea that when the show ends on your end, I pick it up on my end. And I think, and obviously, I'm going to follow you with I'm Raising My Vibration on Tuesdays, right? And then on at 9 o'clock my time. And then on Fridays, Lynn and I are going to follow you with Soulmate Experience. And then on Wednesdays, I'm going to follow David with Haunted Playground After Dark at 8 o'clock Pacific. So I just love that I'm following friends, because I love that ensemble feeling of all of us making the sum being greater than its parts.
Yes.
As long as you don't respect us as your opening act, I'll be okay.
No, I think I'm the closing act. You guys are the headliner, and I'm doing the cleanup.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Suckers over at Live for No would be my opening act. Like, wait a minute, that's how we
No, I'm the cleanup. Like when you do a show and the headliner plays, and then afterwards there's this one weird band that bought the 1 o'clock in the morning slot, and they come on. That's me.
I just thought of that. I'm like, wait a minute, are we the opening act?
No, remember, I'm clean up. After I'm done with my show, I have to promise, clean the place up and sweep the floors.
Right.
You have to forgive me. I think I'm funny sometimes. It's bad habit.
That one actually made me laugh. You won.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. And I hope,
my pleasure.
You know, I hope this is, I think this is just going to be great. And
I do too.
I know everyone's going to enjoy it, and I know you have a huge following now. And with our following, your following, there should be a lot
of people following
going on.
There's
going to
be a whole lot of following going on. I'm so excited.
That's
a lot
right.
of following talk.
Yes.
Yep. And I wish you
all
the best. Thank you so both of you. Yeah. I guess that's how I'm following it.
If somebody were to ask, what day are we officially starting with the first show? Next Tuesday, or is it going to be Friday,
Tuesday.
Saturday?
Next Tuesday we'll do the
Friday?
Right, next Tuesday. I don't think I'm going to do it one next Tuesday because it's a very important day. It's Lynn's birthday, so I will be with her.
Oh, yeah.
But I will definitely start next Wednesday with Haunted Playground After Dark, and then we'll do Soulmate that Friday, and then the following Tuesday I'll be doing it. So officially start on the 27th, May 27th.
Awesome.
Sounds good?
Very cool.
And we may actually do a Soulmate this weekend. There may be a preview show this weekend. We may do a Soulmate this weekend, and then there'll be one. So But if not, we'll start next weekend for sure.
I think we can do it. I know we can do it. I mean, basically, the bottom line for us is we have to create you the ability to have access, which takes about
and it's this one either way. We can make the announcement and start next week. So we're so loose over here. And tomorrow night, I'll be doing something tomorrow night. I'm still at the beach. I haven't gone home. I normally do Tuesday nights. I do. At this time, I would be doing a vibration show, but I will probably do something tomorrow night and just make the announcement so everybody knows that we're moving over there. And then probably next week we'll start officially over there. You let me know when you're ready.
Very good.
I will tell you.
Thank you, my friend.
Nikki will set you up with the permission tonight, I would assume. So you'll probably get the notification.
I can handle it.
All right, that sounds great.
Then you're
good
to go.
And also, if it's okay if I make a cheap plug, I've been spending the weekend finally working on my website. I know everybody wants to know where my website is, and I'm like, I don't know. So after waiting for 600 people to do my site that never did it, I decided to do it myself.
You
go to SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, you can see it starting, and eventually there'll be a page for all the different shows and working with you and everything. So bear with it. It's a work in progress, but it's a start. So.
Well, good. Congrats. We'll take that.
That's okay. And for other people, too, Nikki's page is back up, NikkiParaUnnormal.com.
I haven't even
It's a work in progress.
Oh.
It's a work in progress. What had happened is we converted it. There was a virus, and when we converted it back into the server, the images got, like, renamed. And so it, like, had her feet at her head, and it, I looked at today. I'm like, oh, my God, we got to get this.
I'm glad
oh
I haven't looked. Yeah,
I'm so glad she didn't look like it has it. Like, you know, like every you know those dolls where they're cut in three and you can mix and match like the waist and the head and the you can change it. It looks like someone took like the middle part out. And I was like, wait, this isn't good. So it's been changed to where now it links to all her social media pages.
Oh, cool.
And you know, it's not a full site. It's more of a landing page, but. Her body's not cut up and her head's not where her stomach should be and stuff. So,
I feel so much better already.
God, you massacred her, Rob. What is going on with you?
I know.
You're a sick man. You need help.
I was
dying.
Oh, but let me tell you, the server company pinpointed the access to where the virus came into the entire server, and it was her website. So, we'll let her slide. And we'll let each other slide on that. My conversion of bringing stuff over to it was not. It was in haste, and I don't know. I think files were renamed, you know, because if there's a Nikki one, multiple Nikki ones, and you put override, then Nikki one, then you know, it's probably a different image than what it was before, and then you know, it just cut up differently, so it looked weird, but it no longer looks weird. So go to NikkiParaUnnormal.com and you can at least find her social.
Yeah.
Poor Nikki. She's like, she's having an anxiety attack, Rob. She's like,
I know.
Somebody's put a paper bag over her head. She's freaking out over there.
I just got put back together again.
For God's sakes, Rob, just tell me about it when it's finished.
I'm afraid. It doesn't look dumb. So it's actually functioning, and she looks like a normal person. So we're
good
to go there.
That's good.
That's awesome. Thank you, my friends. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll do this again soon.
You.
Take care. You bet.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a fun night. So I'm glad we got everything accomplished. And we have a lot coming up this weekend. If we're doing a special call-in show and free reading night we have scheduled. I forgot we have free reading night scheduled. And then we'll make it work. We always make everything work. We can just, when push comes to shove, we'll just have Keith do free readings, too, on top of it. We'll make it work.
I don't know that Keith can do that.
He can wing
Keith
it.
Keith might not be a fan of doing that. I don't know.
We'll do segment one and segment two. We'll cut down on
go.
The 2-hour free reading night and make it 1 hour, and then we'll make his segment 1 hour. So there we go. We got our game plan down.
Yeah, because my former roommate and I need to do some catching up, you know. It brought up some good memories of, you know, all the time invested and the stuff that we were able to obtain from, you know, taking the time to truly listen to someone who is having real paranormal experiences, who were basically and hung to dry and told otherwise by, you know, a television show. And I can stand to tell everyone I don't agree with their views. I know I not only watched it remotely for 8 months, but I actually lived in the space. And what he had happen was very, very real. And that's
it. Sounds good. I have never heard that woman screaming. So I want
oh
to
my
pull
God.
That up.
It's still like I've even talked about it when doing the investigations in my work. And people have asked me, and you know, it's come up, and it changed me. That was it's the most curdling screaming that I've ever heard come from nowhere. It was the strangest thing.
We'll have to bring that. We'll have to and put some shares on there and talk more about the
case.
Every day we agree to do it. I think I'm excited to merge in all those shows with Sheena. Mm-hmm. Those are good three shows, man. I think they're going to, and it's nice because being East Coast, West Coast is, you know, she'll start at 1 a.m. our time. Mm-hmm. And as much as I enjoy doing the free reading night, there's no way I'm going 10:30 to, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning, like, you know, just by ourselves. So it's good that now we have someone to split the time with.
That's
especially
right.
Especially someone who's so qualified.
Yes. Yes. But see, I'm going to want to listen, so the whole sleep thing's not going to be able to happen. But there's the archive, so that's good.
Yeah, well, and I'm interested in not just that show. The more paranormal-based show, obviously the soulmate experience show, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems like something that people can get from, you know, because I really do think those two options, people either think they have their soulmate or when they are going to find their soulmate. And I think that it probably
is about
90% of the population. Yeah, and they'll have questions. You know, how they'll know.
Yeah.
You know, but what happens if you find out you think you have your soulmate, and then you're not really with your soulmate, and it was brought to you by Life Paranormal? That would stink.
Well, you know what? Better to know than not know, right?
It's better to know than not know. That's correct.
Yeah. That's the way I think about it. Better to be in the know. Yeah.
But I think I think that's going to bring a huge audience. Everyone loves the free reading nights, and just to see, you know, with all her vast experiences in the paranormal, bringing that content to Live Paranormal, and from a host that has experienced it, you know, like I think it's just as much as we've experienced it, is going to be really beneficial and really cool.
Definitely.
Not saying that people who have not experienced it don't have any information, but you know, I think that after talking
something
to her,
it could give them something to look forward to. You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And something to achieve.
Yes. Goals. There you go. Awesome.
Well,
looking forward
to
all this cool
everyone.
Stuff.
You know, and even ParanormalRadio.com, where people can then check out our archives in an additional format to just Live Paranormal, which they're still going to be on Live Paranormal, but it just gives us an additional outlet to, you know, put out on the internet. And I think that's, that's what's good for us.
Good.
It's good to have an extra platform.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And watch for our new videos to be released hopefully every other day on our Facebook page. And I say that's a little laugh because I've said this before, and I think this time, though, I mean it.
I know, and hopefully I'll be able to do my part, because I know times have been crazy, and I know I've got a lot to do.
Well, right now, I just need you to beep out all your cursing. So we can definitely...
I know!
You can eliminate that. You can eliminate that by just not cursing from this point forward on our investigations that we film.
I would say a curse word right now, but I'm going to keep it clean.
Right. You don't want to have to go back and bleep it out.
I wouldn't anyway.
Fair
it would
enough.
Be a natural bleeping experience.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maybe,
maybe I should
just
stop saying
beep.
The word beep. Right.
Yes.
Beep.
Uh-huh.
It's not as, it doesn't feel as good. It's not as sentence
enhancing. But what about, what if you were to combine it? Like, beep that.
No.
Or mother beeper.
Mother beeper? I will die before I ever say mother beeper. That sounds so dumb.
That's what they're laughing after I said it. Because it sounded dumb as I was saying
That's
it.
Just,
but it sounded funny to say.
It sounded,
those words
it was
sound,
painful to say mother beeper.
Yeah,
I mean, what am I, five?
Mother beeper.
You know, like, mother beeper, no.
Beep hole.
I'd better just never go on air or record anything ever again before I use the term in actual, you know, mother beeper.
I like to hear you say it. It makes me laugh. It brings
I enjoy
out of
my cursing because it's enhanced.
Very...
These are words that are enhanced my sentences, and mother beeper just isn't doing it.
Oh, I'll be completely honest with you. There's very, I think this might be the first word that hearing you say it brought a smile to my face. And I think that you might have to incorporate at least just one.
That's way messed
every
up.
Every investigation to make
that
me feel
so
good.
That was so screwed up to say.
Mother beeper.
Yeah. I got a
okay,
special
well, we
sentence for you when we're off air.
Does that start with beep that?
Or beep you, I don't know. Yeah. It just
it
didn't
beep
sound
beep.
As good.
Nope. Can it be beep you, you mother beeper?
No. It just sounds
okay.
Sad.
I guess that will be dying tonight, which is sad.
That one's gone. In memory of.
It is kind of fun to say, though.
No. No. I like cursing. It's my thing. It's what I do. If I said that when I was mad, okay, and really meant it, like I was angry and that came out of my mouth, you hold no legitimacy. Like, I would feel, if you argue with me and you say that to me, I'd probably just have to be like, shake my head and walk away. Or laugh in your face. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, on that
note,
everyone have a another bleeping
into,
good day.
Yeah, our next show and
bleeping
episode.
Bleeping
good time. Yeah.
That's right.
Bleeping Tuesday, we'll have another bleeping guest and
yeah.
Talk some bleeping paranormal.
Bleeping. Yeah, that's right. But not using the beeper.
Thanks for joining us. No.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.